This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Doug Deacon on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Cleveland playing Dallas on Sunday. Doug, thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Always, Kenneth.
First off, how impressed have you been with Wyatt Teller?
Very impressed. I think they knew last year that they thought he could play, but he just came here later on and didn't get into the flow. But I mean, he brings that physicalness that you need to the offensive line, and he's been a beast.
You know, the offensive line as a whole, Doug, without all the practices, with the weird offseason, we're really concerned about the impact of that. But so far through three games, so far so good, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think, obviously if you run the ball, it's a lot easier. Because the one thing, if a guy screws up on a pass play, you're an offensive lineman, you notice it. On a run play, it's not as hard to notice. And, most teams, most offensive linemen would prefer to, run the football.
Doug, going back to what you were saying about him and about this offensive line, how much of a difference, I mean, it feels like night and day, but how much of a difference does a guy like Bill Callahan make? Because it seems so easy. What does it take to really get an offensive line going? Because we didn't see anything like this last year.
Well, I think you also have to look at some of the personnel. I mean, last year, Greg Robinson was a total disaster at left tackle. Wills has come in and he's kind of solidified the position. He's one of those young guys that he's going to have some games where he's going to might get beat or get a little pressure on him. But overall, I mean, he has played at a very high level for a rookie, and I think that solved a lot of the problem. And then you get Jack Conklin on the other side, but then Chris Hubbard, he's got to fill in for a game and he does a great job. So They've got athletic guys that can play that outside zone read.
Is Hubbard the example of how good Bill Callahan is for the regular fan, Doug, of how he was able to come in and play well?
Well, he's also probably an example of a player fitting a system. Chris is a pretty athletic guy, and he's played different positions up and down the line. I think he's played the center, guard, and tackle in his career. But I think when the system fits the way the player is skill set, then you got a good match and you can execute it.
Doug Deacon with us on the hotline. Have you been surprised to see that holding numbers around the NFL have actually gone backwards? It's the lowest amount in a very long time.
You trying to tell me I should make a comeback?
That's what he's saying.
I was going to say you'd love to play in this era. Huh?
No, I mean. Obviously, I think, one of the things, you see with officiating, some early in the season, sometimes they'll let it go, and then all of a sudden they'll get a little, tighten it up a little bit more. And, you just want them to be consistent because, if you grab a guy, in the inside and one week it's okay, then the next week, they call you for it. There's, there's inconsistency sometimes between the officiating crews, and you just hope that as long as they're consistent, then it makes the game flow a little better.
I got to turn my mic on. Doug Deacon joining us here on the show. Can I ask you a question real quick? John Skurdick, we're doing an interview here. John Skurdick, who works for the Cleveland Public Library, he's the director of Maine Library and Research. He tweets out pictures. He tweets out pictures here. And one of the pictures that he sent out, this is from about a week ago. I've been waiting about a week to ask you about this. It says, Dwayne Kuiper, Doug Deacon, and Tribe manager Dave Garcia stand next to a stadium seat which was presented to Dwayne Kuiper in honor of his only major league home run, January 26, 1982. I had no idea that, I guess you and Dwayne Kuiper are friends, were friends, and you were at this ceremony for him? This is true?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, Herb Score had a daughter that was in Our Lady of the Wayside, and he'd have a banquet every year they would to raise money, and Dwayne would go, and Herb invited me, and you know, I guess the first time I was out there, you know, Dwayne got up and said some nice things and everything, and somehow I don't know, accidentally turned it into a roast of Kuiper, so it got to be a battle going back and forth, and so Dwayne and I used to share the same locker down at the old stadium, so yeah, Dwayne and I, you know, go back, and you know, back then. Used to be able to associate with, you know, the Indians. I mean,
yeah.
I remember Pat Corrales invited me one day to go take batting practice with the Indians. And so I went over to the stadium to take batting practice, but Cy Beinick, the equipment guy, told me I had to wear a jersey, so he gave me Jack Brohammer's jersey. Jack weighed about 180 pounds, and I was about 250. Do you think I was able to swing the bat?
Did you get any mementos from the old stadium? Did they give you, like, an ashtray or something like that? What'd you get?
Well, they asked us to come down to the old stadium, and they said, you know, they wanted to have the ex-players come down. I said, I don't want it. And they said, finally, I said, okay, I'll come down if you give me my locker. And they said, we can't give you your locker because they put them all together, and we don't know which one's yours. And I said, I shared with Kuiper. It's the one with the ashtray. So I got my locker in my garage.
My uncle, when he died, he had a set of three chairs from the old stadium, and I didn't get a chance to hold on because I wanted to take them back from the auction. And they auctioned off the seats, and I showed up late because we were working the auction. I had to go to school, and I came in, and they had already auctioned off the seats, and I told them not to leave it. So I'm supposed to have seats from the old stadium, and I don't have seats from the old stadium. It's one of my major regrets in life. But if that's one of the regrets, I guess I'm doing okay.
I've got two of them.
Give me one of your seats.
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
They're bolted together.
I got plot. No, I'm kidding. Doug Deacon joining us on the show. Let me ask you about Baker here. How do you think they're handling him? I actually love the way he's being handled. There's some fans who were critical of his performance against Washington, and I think they see a bad football team, and they think he should throw for 400 yards. I think they're doing what's necessary to build his confidence back up. He was shaken last season.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I think he's trying to fit into the system. And I think, you know, people want him to throw for 400 yards. Well, that's what Dak Prescott's doing, and then the Cowboys are 1-2. Baker did a good job utilizing the people around him last week, and we're 2-1. I mean, I think they're Kevin Stefanski's still learning what this, you know, these guys can all do, and I think you know each week you see it grow a little bit more, and they're trying to really establish their identity, and you know, as long as they run the football, you know, that helps the pass protection, and they've got two great running backs. You're playing to the strength, but then all of a sudden, you know, you need to throw it. You know, Odell makes a great catch, Jarvis, and you know the things that really they haven't really utilized the tight ends as much as we thought they would. But you know, somewhere down the road, you know, people are going to try to take Odell and Jarvis out, and then the tight end should have a good day.
Doug, do you think it should be offensive to Baker Mayfield, former number one overall pick, when people describe him as a game manager?
Well, I think, you know, it's not offensive if your record is a winning record and, you know, you're looking like you're going to the playoffs at the end of the season because of that record. Hey, you know, if you're a team player and they call you a game manager and you're winning, that's fine with me. I mean, if you know, it's you know, he doesn't have to do everything. You know, I think, you know, sometimes last year Baker just felt that he had to do everything. And he's thrown the ball over the yard and, you know, sometimes, you know, he's obviously, you know, forcing throws that he shouldn't be making. But this year I think he's playing within the offense. And, you know, I think, you know, we saw it last week with Washington. They found a way on the bootlegs where they just bring the ends up the field to cut it off. So this week, obviously, Dallas will probably, you know, duplicate that because, you know, that's one of the things that kind of hurt the passing game a little bit. So you can make an adjustment, and you find a different way to attack them.
You know, this is a weird question, Doug, because we had a conversation about the Indians earlier today, obviously, after last night's ball game. You played in an era before free agency and before salary cap, but did you when you played the Cowboys, was there a thought like from the players, like, boy, if I really play well, I could end up with that team someday? Because there is a thought for a lot of Major League Baseball players when they play against the Yankees or when they play in general that the Yankees are a reward for a great start to their career and now they can cash in and play for the Yankees. Was it ever that thought with the Dallas Cowboys, because they're kind of seen by a lot of fans as the Yankees of professional football?
Yeah, they were boosted as, you know, America's team, and obviously they, you know, had some success. But, you know, we played them on a Monday night in 1979 and, at the stadium, and we beat them. And it was kind of the beginning of the cardiac kids. I remember after the game, Gerald Ford came into our locker room and, you know, congratulated us. And then, of course, he wanted to congratulate Tom Darden, who had a big interception in the game because he was also a Michigan man. But, you know, yeah, if you beat the Cowboys, you know, you were beating the team that everybody, you know, called America's team. And that was, you know, one of those, you know, teams that everybody kind of geared up for. I mean, and you got to give them credit because, you know, if you're the big cat on the street, everybody's going to be coming gunning for you every week.
How's it been calling games on TV for those road games?
Well, we've done one, and, you know, it's a little different, that's for sure. But, you know, it's just an adjustment. The great thing is when you got the best in the business working with you, you know, it's not a major problem. I mean, I think the fact that Jimmy is so good and, you know, so consistent, and I mean, he's a marvel up there in the booth. I can't tell you, there's many games I'm sitting there saying, you know, this guy got, you know, he can just talk about what's going on, and he sees it, and the way he presents it to the listener, I think, is, you know, it's like, you know, somebody, and I always talk about Nev Chandler when I work with Nev, and after, you know, Nev passed away, I got a letter, and somebody said, you know, I used to be a football fan, and I lost my eyesight, and I lost my interest, and then I heard Nev do a game, and all of a sudden I felt like I could see it, so I'm you know, listening to football again. And I always thought that's the greatest compliment that, you know, a play-by-play guy could get, and I think Jimmy falls in that category.
Wow. Doug, final one from me. The defense has had some issues in the first three games. Do you expect it to get better or more of the same, especially this week against Dallas?
Well, I think, you know, when you got to get healthy first. I mean, obviously, they've been nicked, and especially in the back end. But, you know, they came up and, you know, got the five takeaways last week. I would expect them to get better. Obviously, Dallas is a team that, you know, their defense is hurting. They've had their back end of the secondary, and the linebackers have been hurt by injuries. And so, you know, they play for shootouts, and they got the offensive weapons. You know, they got the new set of triplets there, with, you know, Cooper and Ezekiel, and then Dak, that, you know, they can put some points on the board. But I think, you know, you don't want to get in one of those games. You'd prefer to, you know, run the ball, you know, make them be impatient when they get the ball and try to throw it down the field and hopefully get some turnovers.
Deke, we thank you so much for the time. We'll be listening to you this weekend. I look forward to it. And as always, we enjoy our time with you, my friend.
Okay, Kenneth. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Doug Deacon on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, 216-578-0092. We got people who want to get in on the Indians. We will, because we got to talk Francisco Lindor. Not whether or not you're disappointed or whether or not you're proud, because it's probably over for Francisco Lindor with the Cleveland Indians after last night. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.